Hope everybody's had a good week. Let's remember all these on the prayer list, and also at Providence Place, Katie Hensley and Mr. Leathers, and Brother Jimmy Mabry at Diversicare. Robert, have you know any update on Harris Castillo?
Doing very well right now, and hopes that this, she's so prone to have the infections that put her back in the hospital each time, that they stay away from her, you know, stay away. So maybe that'd be the case.
Let's pray that it will. And also, have you heard anything about Wayne Lester?
That he did get to come home. Do you know any more this time?
He's home. He's improving, but he has a long way to go.
Okay. Let's continue to pray for Wayne Lester and Todd Nowdell. Y'all doing good?
Great.
Let's continue to pray for him. And Sandra's sister-in-law, Joyce Laughlin, any update on that?
She got to see one doctor, but they sent her to another one, and she didn't see him until the 17th of November.
Okay.
I don't know anything
yet. All right, let's continue to pray for Joyce.
Okay.
Brother Jim's dad's cousin, correct? Joy Cosby, she's fixing to have 7 stents put in and asking for our prayers. So let's pray for Joy Cosby. She lives in Georgia. Special thanks that all helped getting our directory together. I guess we're finished, and it's posted on the wall back here. And if your name is not on there, let us know so we can get this thing wrapped up and finished. So. Other than that, I don't have any more announcements. Anybody have anything?
Jane Moore's fighting sinus infection.
Okay. Jane Moore's fighting a sinus infection. Let's pray for Jane. And pantry items, if you can, you see the list there. If you can donate, it would be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if there's nothing else, let's begin our service and songs.
See you this morning.
Amen.
Let's open our songbooks to number 237. 237. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why
but I know whom I
To keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day.
Let's turn to number 72, and for those who can, let's stand, and after the song will be written further by Brother Bell.
Come, let us all unite to sing, God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises ring, God is love. Let every soul from sin away, each in his heart sweet music make, and sing with us for Jesus' sake, for God is love.
Gracious and holy Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this time that we've had. We once again gather together to worship you, we pray in spirit and in truth.
Thanking you, Father, for the health that we have, that we can be here. Father, thinking on our hearts about those that have been mentioned here this morning that are sick and need your help, and Father, we pray that you'll do so. Thinking about our family members that may be sick and our friends also, Father, we pray that you'll look upon them and help them, Father, in such a way that we pray all of them can gain their normal walks in this life. Thank you, Father, for the church that we have here that meets together. And Father, we pray that you'll bless this church in such a way that we can grow in number and our faith can become stronger. We ask you to bless each member, whether they're attending here or for reasons that cannot be here. Strengthen all of us and help us, Father, to realize that it is only through you that we have our life and we depend on you for everything. And above all the blessings that we have in this life, Father, we are thankful to you for Jesus.
Amen.
Who came into the earth and taught us the things that you'd have to know, that we need to know. And Father, die on the cross for our sins. We ask you to bless the church throughout the world. Help us to remain faithful and strong and true to you. Father, help us to convert those that are around about us. Thank you, Father, for the country in which we live, for the freedoms that we enjoy. We're thankful for the bounty that we have, Father, that we not only are able to live for ourselves, but even to help those that are around about us. We're thankful for the men and women that keeps this country safe. Father, we are grateful for their enlistment in the Army and the Navy, the Marines and Coast Guard, Air Force, wherever they may be. We ask you to bless them in such a way, Father, that they will be able to keep us safe and, Father, to keep their own selves out of harm's way.
Amen.
We're grateful for the veterans that have come before us and those that even today that will be celebrated on Monday. And Father, we really don't realize the sacrifice that so many of them made in giving their lives for this country. Help us to appreciate them in such a way that they can be honored. And Father, we're grateful for their sacrifice. Thank you so much for caring for us and our lives, for blessing us with the blessings that we have. Amen. For the physical things that we have in this life, Father, we're grateful. Help us, Father, realize that all things come from you. And all things, including ourselves, Father, for we realize that we are not our own, that we belong to you also. Father, we ask you to help us in our lives, to strengthen us, to help us to do the job that you'd have us to be and to do here on this earth. And Father, we realize that there are times in our lives that we sinned and we need your help. And Father, we pray that you'll help us to overcome our weaknesses. Father, we pray that you'll forgive us of our sins. We're grateful, Father, for the doctors and nurses and on the front line of this terrible disease that we have. We pray, Father, that you'll strengthen them, help them to do their job and to take care of us in every way that they know how. We pray, Father, that through your guidance and help that we can overcome this pandemic and things can go back to normal in our lives. Father, we're grateful for the love that we've had for have for each other. Help us always to love each other more every day. And help us, Father, to love you above all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 167. 167. Why did the Savior heavenly leave and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and bleed and pray, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why feel the garden's dreadful draughts, why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Reading once again this morning will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather around this table to remember the sacrifice that your Son made, and that he went to the cross for our sins, help us as we think back to that cross, Father, to see a suffering Savior on there because of us, and to partake of this bread, Father, which reminds us of the body that went to that cross for us. Help us, Father, to examine ourselves, to partake of this bread in a manner to be pleasing to thee.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue our thanks to Heavenly Father for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that was shed on the cross. Again, Father, we pray that we will partake of this and mine will be pleasing to Thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord's Supper, having been completed, we now have an opportunity to give back to the Lord for the furtherance of His work here at this place. Heavenly Father, we again thank You for all the physical things that we have in this life and for blessing us as You have. As we now have an opportunity, Father, to give back to Thee, we pray that we'll do so with a cheerful heart. And Father, we pray that the means that we bring in this day will further Your cause throughout not only this community but even the world. Help us to give with a cheerful heart. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today is November 8th, 2020, for taping purposes. If you would at this time, let's mark our song books at number 714. 714. Yeah, song of invitation. And once you've got that marked, let's turn to number 166. 166. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always.
He lives within my heart.
God said to the people there at the day and time of Solomon, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear them from heaven, will forgive their sins, and heal their lands. Notice that there is a physical side of life, and there is a spiritual side of life mentioned throughout this passage. If my people, where is God? He's up in heaven. He's beyond the sky. He's beyond this place and this plane. What do we have? We have a way of life that is recognized as a way that is spiritual. If my people call by my name, they belong to me. I honor them. They're my people. If my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Humble myself spiritually, seek his face, and begin to pray. Pray by what? Well, he says that at the end of that verse of scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14. I will forgive their sins and heal their lands. What are they praying about? They're praying about our sinful ways and our wrongdoings that we've faced and God's forgiveness. I will forgive their sins. I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their lands. They also had a view of asking God's blessing to be with the land in which they live, the country in which they live, the blessings of that country. And spirituality is a part of that great walk. In Romans chapter 8, Paul wrote regarding this matter very vividly. He says, Therefore now there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The spiritual walk of life is the thing that God wanted people to follow. All spiritual blessings are said in Ephesians 1 at verse 3 to be in Christ. All spiritual blessings being in Christ. We always ask the children in Vacation Bible School, how many blessings are outside of Christ? If all spiritual blessings are in Christ, how many are outside? None are outside. The spiritual blessings that belong in Christ, we want to be in Him. And in Romans 6, when Paul says we're baptized into Christ and raised to walk in newness of life, we understand that spiritually there is an involvement. That when we physically are baptized in water for the remission of our sins, we're baptized into Christ as he was buried, and we are raised with him as he was raised to walk in newness of life. That new life is described there in Romans 6. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not be enslaved to sin. Notice that he says in regard to this, God be thanked, that whereas you were the servants of sin, you have obeyed from the heart, from inside, that heart, that spirituality, you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness. Serving righteousness is a spiritual walk of life. described here in Romans 8 at verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. As we walk after the Spirit of life, we have a righteousness of God that's lived out in our daily walk of life. Our prayers are there and offered, and our prayers are there, and that's the way that it is. What a blessing. Jesus, all along the way, had talked to the people to be more spiritually minded. In Luke chapter 8, he says, a sower went forth to sow the seed. As he sowed, some fell upon stony ground. Some fell upon rich soil. Some fell upon thorny ground. And that's the difference between the various hearts of men. And the way that they look at things is shown in that particular parable. It's a parabole, to cast along by the side. He cast along by the side of people's lives the sower who went forth to sow the seed. As that sower sowed seed, he sowed upon some hearts that were so dry that nothing would germinate and come up and produce any fruit. Some hearts are so thorny that although they come up, they are soon cut out and crushed by the thorns that grow up with them. But there are those that have this received in their heart that are good and honest hearts. They have a variety of ways in which they can serve the Lord. Some can serve Him to the point of 20-fold that's returned. Some 40 and 60-fold that's returned. And some 80-fold that's returned. Some have those abilities within their lives to accommodate the Lord's work in a wonderful and marvelous way. Some have it in just a limited fashion and limited ways, maybe only having in reference to one particular type of abilities. But those abilities being used to the fullest extent that they can, in the sense of being used in the fullest extent, will be blessed eternally in a way that is beyond what they ever imagined. The wonderful work of God is described in that parable being the way of life for those who follow the Lord's will. When you and I find ourselves doing what God has said to, as He said there in the Chronicles 7:14, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their lands. There are things in our land today that need to be healed. There are things about our lives that need to be healed. There are those who are determined to have a way of life that takes the lives of children even after they are born a few hours. A way of abortion before that time has taken place. And the idea of denying millions of these that God has inflicted within in His plan of placing a spirit of life within it. You know, Solomon had said in our death that we go on back to meet with God. Our spirit returns unto God who gave it. The body shall return to the dust from which it was made. We know that that's the case as we go along in life and have seen evidence of those who have interrupted into gravesides. The idea without the embalming procedures being done in more modern times, it would be returned to dust. The body would not be there. It would decay. But as it decays, there is another side of that body, a spiritual side. And he says regarding this in Solomon time, though the body be returned to the dust of the ground, the spirit will be returned unto God who gave it. That spirit was placed within us as we were being developed in our mother's womb. He describes Jeremiah
in Jeremiah 1 in that very way. I knew you before you came forth from your mother's womb. God knows us as we are being developed. He plans within us a spiritual walk. And as we pass away from this earthly life, our body returns to the dust, our spirit, our inner man, our eternal being, returns back to God who gave it. It is described in Hebrews 9 at verse 27 as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Since the body is dead and going back to the dust of the ground, what part of us is that which is going to face God at the judgment? It must be the spiritual person. We must be concerned about the nature of that spiritual person and the spiritual walk of life that spiritual being manifests in this world. Telling others about the wonderful results of being a servant of God, living a life that is so emblematic of spiritually walking with God and not after the ways of the flesh. The concept is so true and so accurate that it influences others round about us for goodness and godliness. Some are more able at that particular way of life, and I suppose that they are the more accomplished at 60% and 80% return unto God at the seed that's been sown into their hearts. Some are lesser able, but only with the use of all what we were able to do. And there are those who find themselves surprised at being able to do things beyond what they ever imagined that they could do. They find themselves surprised that the blessings of God continue with them as long as they live in life, and they influence for so much good even after they're gone from this earthly life and their body returns to the dust, their spirit returns unto God who gave it. And the judgment of God will be ascribed to that spirit. We find ourselves walking that way. Have we sung in spirit and truth? You know, it says there in John 4, verse 23, that God is a spirit and he seeks true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We find ourselves spiritually walking in truth, and as we come together to worship today, we come together to enter our spiritual minds, our spiritual man, our spiritual person, bowed before the Heavenly Father's throne, and the praises of the songs we sing, the prayers that we offer, and the meditation that we have within our hearts of his body and his blood are emblematic of the spiritual walk that we are going through at this point in time. This spiritual walk of worship that we use is a spiritual walk that should always be in our hearts and minds. Thus we grow from a time of saying we're going to church to saying we're going to worship. And when my family a long time ago was rearing me, when we were going back home, I was asked this question. Not, how'd you enjoy the service today? But what about the service today impressed you the most? My dad would ask that question and he'd let me think about it all the way home. And then when we got home, he would say, now the question I ask you is a question that you need now to answer. What was it in the service today that really impressed you? What was it in the sermon today that really impressed you? And I learned soon that it wasn't what people wore, It wasn't how well they sang. It wasn't how friendly they were to shake a hand. And those who shook it and those who didn't shake it so much. But that spiritually, there was a meaning in that lesson that was important to my life. And so I began to talk about the kind of things that were spiritually minded that preacher had mentioned about. The way of life to walk and way of life to follow. Sometimes they were the same. And more often the same than they were not sometimes. So when I began to preach and teach at that particular place, one of the things that the people themselves said to me as they were coming out the door and shaking my hand and thanking me for the lesson today was how unique this lesson was, how fresh this lesson was, how applied it was to every area of life. It wasn't like the old preachers had come who had just the one application to it and the one spiritual walk to it. I was applying it to how we drive down the road. I was applying it to how we farm in the garden. I was applying it to how we live with someone who is very volatile in their language toward us and how we reply. As I was doing those kind of things of application, trying to make people convicted for spirituality, there were folks that came forward. There were folks who said, I have not done that way. I've not walked that way. I've not talked that way. I've not acted that way. I've hurt my family. I've hurt my friends. I've hurt my family. Let's pray together about this, for the Lord has said very plainly. Through the work that Simon Peter did, along with the days of Samaria in Acts chapter 8, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God that the thought and intent of thy heart may be forgiven thee, he told to Simon. So the thought and intent of his heart was a part of his spiritual walk that wasn't right. And he needed to have forgiveness about it. And to his credit, he did something that sometimes we hesitate to do. He said, pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things you have spoken, you're in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity, may come upon me. I don't want this to come upon me. Pray to the Lord for me. And that happened. What a blessing it is to walk that spiritual way. As we sing, we speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in our heart, that spiritual walk to the Lord. We speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. It's a spiritual worship that is involved. We all see the idea of the spiritual worship as we bow in prayer. Notice the brethren in 1 Corinthians 14 and 15 were people who didn't understand the words that were being prayed. They were choosing those words that were so much foreign to them that they didn't understand the words that were being spoken. They left that assembly. Paul writes, saying, you people are insane. You're mad. You don't know what's right and wrong. You pray about us and you pray in such a way to us that we know it's important. We know it's something serious to you, but we don't know what you mean to us. We don't know what it means. Paul said, I'd rather pray with four or five words than 10,000 words in a tongue that's not known. He wanted to be a spiritual person in prayer, and that's the way that it should be. So we find ourselves looking forward to that day and time in the which we'll go on to meet the Lord in the air. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, he tells us that we're lively stones built up a spiritual house to offer up to God spiritual sacrifices. What's the sacrifice of singing to Him and praying to Him and meditating upon His body and blood and giving from a proof of our love into the wonderful grace of God in His way? What is it that we do there that does it? It's a spiritual walk in which we live and practice that is honored by God in heaven. And thus we find ourselves spiritual stones, making up a spiritual house, as it were. We all know that the church building, we've been told from the earliest days, the old prophets, the old teachers of the Word of God told us, this is not the church. The church are we people. We individuals that are sitting here today, we're the church. Not the building. Not the auditorium. We individually are members of the church. Well, when we find ourselves being members of the church, we find ourselves being spiritual sacrificing. What do we sacrifice? When we sing a word of a song and it's so different than what we really are, we sacrifice ourselves to that idea. Well, we're not the most loving people. We sing about love. We sacrifice our own lack of love for that love, for that peace, for that joy, for that hope, for that salvation. We sing in such a way that it's different than the way that we live. Because we live after the flesh, we mind the things, what did Paul write in Romans 8? We mind the things of the flesh. But if we live by the Spirit, we mind the things that are of God. Listen to it once again, Romans 5 at 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Thank you for your listening and study with us today. If we have anyone with us that needs to come back to the ways of the Lord, His righteous way, would you now come back as did Simon in repentance and prayer as we stand together and as we sing this song of encouragement.
Someday you'll stand at the bar. Someday your record you'll say. Someday you'll answer the question of life. What will the answer be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? What will it be? What will your answer be? Now is the time to prepare, my friend. Make your soul spotless and free. Washed in the blood of the crucified one, He will your answer be. What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be?
Thank you so much for being a part of this service today. May God bless you all. And I know that every time somebody has a sinus difficulty, they check on themselves to see if they don't have something heavier than that. And that's a good thing to do. We're always checking our temperature and things like that as well. But it's something that
allergies are with us at this time of the year. And in spite of it, we have it. And I hope we don't ever have the virus itself. God bless you all.
Surgeon number 148. 148. Can I be Son James, please, in the Lord's Prayer?
Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye heavens of heavens and the earth above.